The latest challenges come from Republicans in Wyoming and Democrats in Florida. In both cases, local party officials are trying to move up the date of their presidential primaries to January of next year, much to the dismay of national party leaders. The National Democratic and Republican parties are trying to control the process to ensure that Iowa and New Hampshire continue in their traditional role of being the first in the presidential nominating process early in 2008. In the case of Florida, the National Democratic Party is threatening to not seat Florida's delegates to the Democratic National Convention next August, depriving Florida Democrats of a role in the selection of the party's presidential nominee. National party officials want Florida to reverse its decision to shift its primary next year from February 5th to January 29th. Donna Brazil chairs the Voting Rights Institute for the Democratic National Committee.
I'm going to send a message to everybody in Florida that we're going to follow the rules.
The two sides have 30 days to try to work out a compromise before the penalty would take effect. Republican National Committee officials are also warning states that any attempt to move up their primaries into early January could result in sanctions. Wyoming Republicans now want to begin their delegate selection process on January 5th. Political experts say both parties need to be careful not to alienate voters in the states involved, especially in large states like Florida that will be closely contested in the general election. Experts also say the competition among the states is fierce because many states want to have an early voice in the process that selects the party nominees through a series of primaries and voter caucuses. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
This is an insane schedule. It makes absolutely no sense. It is not in the national interest. We have 50 entities, 50 states, that are leapfrogging one another, trying to gain advantage. They're trying to get as early as possible so that they can help to determine the nominees of both parties.
John Fortier is a political scientist at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. He says the rush for an earlier primary schedule in 2008 is part of a long-term trend in U.S. politics.
The primaries have been moving earlier and earlier over the past 30 years. Essentially, each state and each state's party can decide when to have their primaries, and it's very hard for the national parties to discipline them. It's a war between the states, essentially, where there's no way to discipline them, and they keep pushing the primaries earlier and earlier.
Some of the presidential contenders, particularly those who are lagging behind in the polls and in fundraising, worry that the surge of large states to the beginning of the primary process will hurt their chances to win their party's nomination. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware is seeking the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. He spoke to CBS Television.
It makes it, this nomination goes to the highest bidder, whoever has the most money to engage in wholesale politics of going up on television in the big states. And it'd be a shame if that happens.
Despite the competition among the states to move up their primary and caucus dates, experts question whether the quicker start will compel Americans to pay attention to the presidential campaign any earlier. Stuart Rothenberg publishes an independent political newsletter in Washington and was a guest on VOA's Encounter program.
We've started very early. I personally don't think that people are making hard and fast decisions yet about who they're going to support. I think they continue to look at all the candidates, evaluate them, have opinions one way or the other, but that's very different than firmly deciding who to support.
Iowa and New Hampshire were scheduled to initiate the nomination process in mid-January, but jockeying by other states has created uncertainty about when exactly the presidential selection process will begin. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.